Welcome into another edition of MCM Radio. I'm Jimmy Morris, at JMorrisMCM on Twitter, MCMMiracles.com, at TitansMCM, coming to you Sunday night after the Titans hang on to beat the Indianapolis Colts. You know, at some point, we're going to have an issue with not getting any points in the second half. I mean, that's been a problem for this team for the majority of the year now. I mean, I guess every game, right? They've had problems getting points in the second half. So today was no different. But once again, they were able to do just enough in the first half and able to hang on to win. So that's a good thing. Like I said, this week, all week, this is a huge game because I still believe the Colts are the team that's going to come in second in the AFC South. The Jacksonville Jaguars actually were up 14-0 on the Eagles today. And it looked like, hey, maybe the Jaguars are for real. But the Eagles were able to pretty much handle them. I mean, the game ended up kind of close. But I still think the Colts are the second-best team in the division. And the Titans were the better team today, for at least for the first half. And that was enough to get them a win. So, you know, we'll take it, obviously, right? I mean, getting a road win in the AFC South is their first division game of the season. So 1-0 in the division. You've got – we talked about this upcoming stretch, right, where you go – Colts, Commanders, Colts, Texans, and how they needed to win three of those four. This was the hardest game of those four because it's the Colts on the road, and the Titans were able to get it. So, like I said, I mean, listen, they're going to need to do more on offense. They're going to need to be able to put points up in the second half, sustain drives to keep their team from getting the ball. Now, they were able to get the ball back at the end of the game and get a couple get at least one first down. So they didn't have to punt it back, and we didn't have to live the thing we lived last week where, you know, they score and a two-point conversion and all that stuff. We didn't have to go through all that again. So that was obviously good. But some numbers on the day. Derrick Henry, 22 carries, 114 yards, and a touchdown. Henry was obviously the best running back on the field today. So all those Colts fans that want to talk about Jonathan Taylor and how he's the best running back in the game. I mean, Taylor had 20 carries for 42 yards against a really bad Titans run defense. And the Colts came in with a good run defense, and Henry ran all over them. So, you know, any other questions, just let us know. But Derrick Henry, best running back in football still. Ryan Tannehill, 17 of 21, two touchdowns, 137 yards. You know, listen, again, I mean, not enough in the second half. And there's some stuff that they've got to be able to do better. The offensive line has to be better in pass protection in the second half especially. But, you know, we'll see, again, how it all plays out. Got to build on that. The biggest concern we had out of the game is Treylon Burks getting hurt. Well, I guess Treylon Burks and Bud Dupree. I haven't seen an update on Burks, but he was carted off. That's never a good thing. Bud Dupree has the early fumble recovery and then doesn't come back in the game. And we saw how big of a difference it makes when Dupree's in versus when he's out. And, you know, I've said that this defense looks a lot like that 2020 Titans defense when Bud Dupree's not out there because they have trouble getting pressure. Danique Autry was really good today, forced a couple of fumbles, one the Titans recovered, that Bud Dupree fumble that I just mentioned, and then one that the Colts were able to get back. But so they have more than they did in 2020. It's not as bad as it was then, but still, when you don't have him out there, I mean, the Titans at the end of the game today had Rashawn Weaver as the only active outside linebacker that was in the game. And so, I mean, they've been really hit hard at that position, and they're going to have to figure out something to do in the upcoming weeks to get some depth to the position. And you're not going to find a guy, right, that's going to come in and is going to be great or whatever. But they've got to have bodies there, if nothing else. And it seems like the Dupree thing is going to linger. Again, you know, we felt pretty good about where he was coming into the game, but just didn't last long out there. So really good to see Chig Okonkwo get his first touchdown of the year. You know, I still think there's a lot of room for him to be used in this offense. There's a lot of ceiling left we haven't explored yet with him. So it would be good to see that. Derrick Henry had 3 for 33 catches, receptions and yards. Dropped a couple of passes. So they're making a concerted effort to get him the ball in the passing game. And I was listening to the broadcast today, Titans Radio, and Mike Keith talked about how, you know, when you get that play action and those linebackers are, you know, sucking up, Henry can kind of get in behind them, and there's some things that can be done there. You know, need to make catches, need to be able to, you know, and I think his biggest problem usually is trying to run before he catches the ball. Make sure you secure the catch, get up the field. But he has worked on that, and he looked good the last couple of weeks, but struggled a little bit more today. Robert Woods had the first touchdown. He had 4 catches for 30 yards. They're going to need more out of the receiver group. I mean, again, 17 receptions for 137 yards as a whole. You got, you know, one catch for Hooper, two for Treylon Burks, and then you've got four from Hilliard and Woods. But still, on the Hilliard and Woods, that's eight catches for a total of 48 yards between the two of them. And so that's not, again, things that are not going to get it done against better teams down the road. And we've talked about this, right? I mean, this team, as it's currently going, as it's currently constructed, especially with the injuries and that kind of stuff, they're not going to be able to make noise against good teams. But that doesn't matter when it comes to AFC South. I mean, I think they can still win the division. Still plenty of things they can get done there. And they've just proven over the last couple of weeks that even though they're not where we would want them to be, like I said, I don't think they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender at this point, they're still the team we saw last year that's going to grind it out and is going to find a way to win these close games. We've seen it the last 2 weeks, and they're not blowing people out. You feel like they're going to. I mean, you know, they come out and they get 24 points in the first half. It's awesome, right? I mean, we're all excited about where we think that's going to go, and then it just kind of tails off in the second half. And I don't know. Mike Herndon said on Twitter something about it being in their heads at this point. I guess there's a possibility that's it. But whatever it is, they've got to figure out a way to get better because they're not going to be able to hold off really good teams when it comes to that. And we've seen the Raiders are not a really good team. The Colts are not a really good team. You know, these teams that they're beating are not the teams that they're going to need to beat in January in order to actually make a run to Super Bowl. So they're going to have to figure some things out there as far as that goes. But, again, really good to see a win here. Really good to get a 1-0 start in the AFC South, a road win, all those things. I think the Titans can win 5 of 6 division games, and I think if they do that, as long as you beat the other teams that you should beat, like the Commanders, the Titans are actually a favorite in this game coming up. It's been three weeks? They were a favorite against the Giants. They haven't been a favorite since. So the Titans are actually favored in the game against the Commanders. I would assume, I mean, it'll depend on what happens against Washington, but I would assume that they'll be a favorite at home against the Colts, and then they'll be a favorite against the Texans. So, you know, have some games here where they should be the better team. They're going to be favored to win. Need to go get those wins. Those are the types of games that are going to determine whether or not they win the division. And again, then we'll look down the road. We'll look at playoffs and all that kind of stuff. Winning the division is the first thing that has to happen. And I think they're still on pace to do that. So, like I said, I mean, it wasn't pretty. It seems like this is where we end up at the end of every Titans game this year. You know, they weren't able to get it done in the first week. You know, and again, if Randy Bullock hits that kick, we're talking about a 3-1 team. Is it a really good 3-1 team? Absolutely not. But they'd be a 3-1 team. But as it stands, he didn't make the kick, obviously. But they're 2-2, 1-0 in the division, got that road win. All that stuff is really important. So not going to write them off at this point, obviously. Still going to be watching the games, cheering for them, thinking that they have a chance to get in the playoffs. And then when you get in the playoffs, you never know what's going to happen. You know, hopefully you can – maybe Bud Dupree needs to go to IR, give him some time to get healthy, whatever it is. Because I do think they can be okay with him on the field. I think the defense can be okay. It's not going to be what we expect it to be with Harold Landry and Bud Dupree healthy, Simmons, Autry. I mean, all the things that we thought they were going to have. Zach Cunningham playing well. Obviously, he started at this point, but wasn't playing well before he got hurt. So it's not the defense we thought it was going to be before the season, and it's not going to be the defense we thought it was going to be before the season because Harold Landry's not coming back. But I think they can be good enough. I think they can figure some things out if they can get Dupree back healthy. That's the whole key at this point, is getting him back. So, anyway, like I said, that's about it for today. You know, the Jaguars lost to the Eagles. The Texans lost. Obviously, the Colts lost. So, Titans are the only team in the AFC South to win today. And, again, it just puts a little bit of distance between them and the rest of the division. And, you know, they're technically tied right now with the Jaguars at the top of the division. But I still don't believe in the Jaguars. I mean, I watched some of that game today. And, you know, listen, they're playing in a hurricane, basically, so you kind of take all that with a grain of salt, but I'm just still not a believer in Trevor Lawrence. The guy from the Colts asked me this week if I was as afraid of Trevor Lawrence as he is, and I'm just not. Like, I just don't, it doesn't seem to have come together for him yet. His weapons don't scare me. They probably should have this Titans defense, but just when you look at him on paper, not concerning the defense they're playing, they just don't scare me. So, I have said all along, Titans are going to win the division. That's the question I get them to pose every week in the Reacts survey that we do every week at MuseumMiracles.com. So check that out. Sign up for it if you're not already. But the question I pose every week is, do you think the Titans are going to win the AFC South? Percentage obviously jumped really big from, you know, after they lost to the Bills when they beat the Raiders. That jumped up. you assume it'll jump up again after this win against the Colts. But I haven't lost faith in that. I think that this team is good enough to do that. I need to see something else from them to think they're good enough to do anything else. Don't know if we're going to get that or not. But listen, there's a lot of football left to be played. A lot of things can happen, so keep an eye on it. All right, that'll do it for tonight. Like I said, check out MuseumMiracles.com all week. We will have plenty of reaction to this game, the win over the Colts, and then we'll start to look forward to the Washington Commanders as the week goes along. Follow me on Twitter at JMorrisMCM, the blog at TitansMCM. So thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.